When you're ready, I invite you just to come down onto your back. This can be on a yoga mat, this could just be on a rug, or you could even do this in your bed. So just making sure that you've not got anything underneath you so that the back is flat to the ground to begin. And knowing that you might like to have a pillow close hand to prop your knees up, and that can just help to support your body as we come through this supine twist. So once we've found ourselves on the ground, I invite you to gently just bring the soles of your feet to the earth, allowing them to be about hip distance apart. And just noticing how the feet feel on the ground, noticing the weight of the body pressing into the ground, or whatever surface we are on. Take a moment just to allow your shoulders to become heavy, allowing your jaw to relax. Mouth can be open, eyes can be open or closed. The choice is completely yours. So just taking a moment to simply arrive. Arriving into our physical body, arriving into this moment, giving yourself the permission to just focus on this one thing at a time today. So to set up, I invite you to gently just press into the feet and lift up the pelvis slightly to just draw the tailbone away from the crown of your head. This will just help lengthen through the lumbar spine to just create that little bit more space through each of your vertebrae. And when you're ready, we can slowly just lower back down, maybe one vertebrae at a time. And together, let's take a full breath in through the nose, just creating some space. And let's just sigh it out the mouth, letting the breath go. When you're ready, again, let's take a breath in, inviting the breath into the belly. And exhale, letting it go. Take a moment just to check in. Are my arms comfortable where they are? They can be down the sides of the body. They could be on the body. They could even be above your head or in any other shape that feels good. So take a moment to just explore where the arms would like to go. If we feel like we would like to create a little bit more space in our chest, then you may like to open the arms out, but make sure that the shoulders are on the ground, whichever choice we make. And if we feel like we'd like to connect a little bit more with our own body, then you may like to place the hands on your body. Again, the choice is yours, and you can always change your mind. Notice the breath. Become curious of the areas of your body pressing into the ground. And when you're ready, we can come through this gentle rhythm of an active supine twist. So just as we had before, let's take a nice deep belly breath in. Noticing that expansion. And on your exhale, gently allow the knees to tick over to the left. Inhale, let's draw the knees back to center. Exhale, let's allow the knees to come over to the right. Inhale, allowing the knees to come back to center. Exhale, allowing the knees to come back over to the left. Inhale, coming back up through to center when you're ready. Exhale, coming over to the right. Inhale, let's just bring the knees back to center. And on the exhale, just allow yourself to stay at center point, letting it go. Let the breath go. Body heavy, resting on the earth. Let's take again a nice full breath in and a nice clearing breath out, deflating the lungs. Let's set up again, inhale. When you're ready, exhale, knees to the left, and I invite you to turn the head to the right. Inhale, knees and head through to center. Exhale, knees to the right, head to the left. Inhale through to center. Exhale, knees left, head right. Inhale through to center. Exhale, knees to the right, head to the left. Breathing in, knees and head to center. Exhale, let's just stay here, just to rest. Feel free to lengthen the legs out. Feel free to pause this audio recording just to really allow yourself to just rest. Knowing that if this rhythm of moving with the breath is useful for you, then I invite you to continue taking maybe a minute and then having a little pause. But if we'd like to rest and really come into our parasympathetic nervous system where we can truly rest, digest, restore, revive, then we can almost allow our supine twisting to be very still, holding these different shapes with complete ease. So this is where you might like to use that pillow, maybe placing under the knees as we tick the knees over to one side. So making a choice, do we want to keep this practice active today? Or do we want to be that little bit more passive? If we want to be that little bit more passive, then I will guide you along this next little chapter of our supine twist today. So same setup, we may like to just draw the tailbone away again from the crown of the head. Just make sure the back is nice and flat and comfortable to the earth. And let's take a full breath in again, just allowing that expansion of the belly. And on the exhale, allowing the knees to go down to the left, head to the right. And just staying here. Allowing the breath to just gently move through you. Inhales through the nose, ideally. Exhales through nose or mouth here. The choice is yours. Again, just allowing the weight of the knees to gently open through the sides of the body. Becoming curious where we may feel that gentle tugging, that lengthening. And if we're familiar and comfortable with the breath, then I invite you to become really curious in the shape of each breath as you're in this gentle hold of a supine twist. Noticing the temperature of the air as it comes in. Noticing, does it move easily through the throat? Noticing, are we allowing this diaphragmatic breathing, or is the breath quite shallow? Not judging, but just noticing the rhythm of our breath. And noticing, does it feel like we're able to get all of the air out with ease on the exhale? So the breath is this beautiful exchange of this opening up space with the inhale, creating space, And with the exhale, it's this coming into the space we've just created. So our twist is allowed to come that little bit deeper. But please note that we're not straining or struggling or trying to push anything here, but instead we're allowing this more restorative approach of just allowing the weight of the body to open the body gently, using supports if we need to remove any tension out of our practice here. Let's take three more breaths in your own time. Totally present, just breathing. And when you're ready and there's absolutely no rush, we can gently just guide the knees and the head back to center. Feel free to have a little pause in the middle. Choice is yours. But when you're ready, we can just guide the knees over to the other side and the head to the other side. Gentle breaths in. Easeful breaths out. And again, just allowing this curiosity as we rest on this other side. Noticing the different sensations left to right side of our body. Noticing the different sensations of our breath. And again, just giving yourself that permission to slow down and just focus on this one thing, yourself in a supine twist. Supta, meaning reclined. So a twist that we're exploring on our back. Seeing if we can soften the tongue in the mouth. Again, shoulders heavy, allowing the belly to be soft. Nothing to hold here. Nothing to do, but simply be. And as we stay in these twists for that little bit longer, we can again feel that exchange of how the breath helps us to deepen into each shape. Inhale creates space, opening. Exhale invites you to soften and deepen into that space. Let's take three more rounds in your own time and in your own way. Totally at ease. And when you're ready, I invite you to gently just draw the knees back to center, head to center. Gentle breath in, again allowing this belly breath releasing through the lumbar spine, opening through the sides of the body. Exhale, give all of your weight to the ground. So feel free to continue this practice. Feel free to hold and stay and rest in either side of the supine twist, but just make sure you balance it out. So if we bring the knees to the left for about a minute or two, just make sure we bring the knees over to the right for about a minute or two, just so we can keep that balance through the body. And when you're ready at the end of your practice, whenever that may be, you may like to just lengthen the legs out to allow that flushing through. And just give yourself a moment to rest, just to receive the echoes of your practice.